It's Cofield & Company's Eye on Sports Gambling, presented by Swagger Men's Grooming.
I'm going to kill your bookmaker. I'm going to rip his throat out. I will step on his throat until the man chokes. Let me tell you how. Winners, 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 winners. Free, 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 free.
Silver Sevens is the spot. Come on down here for all the Thursday night action. It'll be pro football, college football, some baseball, some hockey. It's all on down here at the Corona Cantina inside Silver Sevens. I threatened to leave over the Aaron Rodgers disgusting display with Danica Patrick. Surprisingly, it wasn't me. It was Ryan. Ryan McKinnell had to take off. He was like, I can't do it. You grossed me out. I'm out. So he pulled the Stephen A. He left. He's gone. So it's just me here by myself. Steve Cofield back tomorrow. We'll be out at UNLV football versus Air Force. Can catch the basketball showcase as well. So come on down tomorrow. But right now, one of our favorite times of the week is Brad Powers from pregame.com joins us. Follow him on Twitter at BradPower7. Brad, how you doing?
Excellent. How you doing on a fine Thursday evening?
I am good. A lot of focus in the football world on Phoenix tonight because we've got Arizona State playing and we've got the Cardinals playing. We'll get into a lot of college, but I just want to get your take. Do you have anything on the NFL game tonight? Because betting is the only way to watch this.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to lean on the home dog, and it's a slight home dog, Arizona plus one. I just can't back Denver on the road. Last 12 times, Denver has gone on the road. 1-11 straight up, 1-11 against the spread. That run defense, abysmal, historically poor the last couple of weeks. Give me the Cardinals plus the one.
There you go. How about across town? I guess across the valley would be more appropriate with Stanford and Arizona State. Stanford, a very short, you know, both Arizona teams down in Phoenix tonight are very short home dogs.
Yeah, I like the road team in this one. I like Stanford minus the 2.5. And to me, everyone's throwing Stanford in the trash. Whoa, doggy, hold your horses. Last time Stanford lost three straight games, you got to go back a full decade. Last five times Stanford's been coming off two straight losses. They've covered those games by an average of 12 points per game. Bryce Love's back for Stanford tonight. Give me the Cardinal minus the 2.5.
There you go. And Mountain West Day tomorrow, a Friday night. A couple of tilts in the Mountain West. Colorado State visits Boise State first. We'll be out at Air Force UNLV. So let's get to Colorado State, Boise first. Boise laying 23.5 points over Colorado State here.
So the rule of thumb, believe it or not, in Boise State games over the last 7-8 years is play against Boise at home. Yep, I said it, against Boise on the blue turf. The blue turf's been overpriced into the marketplace. How about this? The last 46 times Boise State's been a home favorite. They're 14-32 against the spread. They're actually much better on the road. This is a big number. Colorado State's off back-to-back wins, showing a pulse here. Give me the Rams plus the big number.
Air Force at UNLV, as we said, will be out there. UNLV getting 9.5. There's even a 10 that has popped up in a couple of spots. I really, really would like to take UNLV in a spot like this, but, man, it's tough to walk up and hand your money over and take the Rebels.
Yeah, but the money's been on UNLV. Keep in mind, this line opened north of 10 here as far as Air Force being favored. I like the money move here. I mean, I get it that UNLV got blown out last week against Utah State. Newsflash, Utah State's very good, folks. I'm talking maybe the best team in the Mountain West and one of the best group of five teams in the entire country. I like what I saw offensively from UNLV last week. They got 400-plus yards. I'll take them in a big home dog role. Air Force, terrible as a road favorite. 4-12 against the number last 16 times in that role.
I want to talk about some Saturday games, and Vanderbilt goes to Kentucky. Before we actually get into the specifics of the game and in the handicap here, how good is Kentucky?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, obviously much better than preseason expectations when their season win total was only 5.5. So they've overachieved already in that regard. I'm not quite sure. I mean, the Florida win looks better each and every week. Winning in the Swamp, that's Florida's only loss this season. Dominating Mississippi State is another pretty good win. I can tell you this, Kentucky's not been good as a favorite as of late. 0-9 against the spread the last 9 times. But, man, this spot says take Kentucky. They're fresh off a bye. They're at home. Vanderbilt really wore down late against Florida last week. Give me Kentucky to break that losing streak against the spread as a favorite.
Brad Powers, follow him at BradPower7. Pregame.com joins us each and every week. really, really gets good, gets in depth with the college game, and we really love his takes on things. So I kind of asked the same question about Syracuse because I liked what I was seeing out of them, and then, you know, in a tough spot against Pitt, their favorite, and they go down.
Yeah, in overtime, the money was against them, and that one, the money's against them a little bit this week. But I think the Orange are in an all right spot here, coming off a bye and hit the reset button as they try to go for a bowl berth this year. They haven't been to a bowl the last couple of years. Meanwhile, North Carolina, you know, the stats say one thing, the scoreboard says another. Stats say, hey, this is a pretty good team. Even last week against Virginia Tech, outgained the Hokies by 150 yards, but turnovers continue to be the issue for North Carolina. Turning over at the one-yard line last week against Virginia Tech, having three defensive touchdowns go against them against Miami a couple weeks ago. At 9.5, though, I think the value's with the home team here. Give me the Orange.
What about a similar number in Iowa as Maryland goes on the road to play Iowa?
Watch the weather in this one. This total's been dropping big time, and so is the spread, but a lot of it, in my opinion, has to do with the weather. Going to be 25-mile-an-hour winds, and I'll tell you what, if you gave me what impacts a football game more, snow, rain, or wind, give me wind, especially with everything, all the college and pro teams relying so much on the pass game. I really don't want to be laying near double digits here with Iowa, because keep in mind, you think Iowa ground and pound, not necessarily this year. That's not the case with Nathan Stanley at quarterback. So give me the Terps here, plus the 9.5 and a slight lean on the under.
How much snow would there have to be to make you think snow is more impactful than wind?
Well, I mean, obviously, if it's last year's Colts-Bills game
exactly,
in the NFL,
that's exactly the game I was thinking of.
then there's an impact. But if you're just telling me, you know, a couple of inches, and keep in mind, a lot of times it can benefit the offense because the offense knows where they're going.
Yeah.
Defense has to react to it, slipping and sliding. You get a lot of long touchdowns.
I'm with you. I always check the wind. I don't necessarily – I mean, I care if it's snow and rain, but certainly wind is a big, big factor if you're trying to handicap games. And that total, as you mentioned, the send-out line was 52.5, and now it has crashed down around 44.5, it looks like, in that spot. So a very big factor it could be there. Northwestern plays Rutgers, and the only reason I want to ask you about this game is because what number do you have to get on Rutgers in any game to take them?
I'll lean with them here, and I'm glad you
really
brought it up. You talk about the number, historic Northwestern. You got to go back the last 40 years. The records don't go back any further than 1980 when it comes to having standardized, you know, against the spread lines. But they've never been, ever, I mean ever, been this big of a road favorite in any game in the last 40 years for Northwestern. I like to play on against those types of trends there because it's an historical outlier. I know Rutgers stinks. I know they can't complete a pass on offense, but I'll take them plus the 20.5.
My Michigan Wolverines have been playing better. I'm excited once again about the season, but I'm not excited about going to East Lansing. Even though Michigan State doesn't look great, this scares me. Michigan laying 7.
Yeah, I mean, it should. 10 straight covers for Michigan State in this series. 10-0 against the spread the last 10 years. 8 wins for Michigan State. Unreal the dominance. But in this particular case, I wonder what this line would have been if Michigan State didn't show a pulse last week and pulling that outright upset over Penn State, because other than that, I think Michigan State's been a clear disappointment. They're banged up on offense. They have 6 starters either out for this game on offense or questionable. To me, that's not a good look going up against that Vaughn and Michigan defense. It hasn't happened in more than a decade, but Michigan not only wins, but they cover against Sparty. Give me the Wolverines -7.
Another bye week for Alabama. As they play Tennessee, laying 29 on the road in an SEC conference game.
29 points, another historical line here. Last 40 years, Tennessee has never been this large of a home underdog. In fact, the second largest was only 20 points, so 9 points above what was the historical line here. I get it, Alabama's been historically great this year, but not necessarily for the full game. Keep in mind, Alabama's only 4-3 against the number, and one of those covers came last week by a single point over Missouri. Tennessee showed some life last week after the bye, pulling the outright upset over Auburn. Give me the Volunteers here, plus the big number. Keep in mind, Tua's banged up, the quarterback for Alabama. He'll play and start in this game, but I don't think he's going to run too much.
There you go. Oregon was my best bet last week. I loved them. They got there. in overtime. But now I'm worried they give it away as they go on the road after an emotional game and play Washington State.
Yeah, tough spot for the Ducks here off that big win over Washington. Meanwhile, Washington State coming off a bye. 10 straight home wins. First time ever ESPN College Game Days ever made an appearance in Pullman. Huge home game for them. And on top of that, Washington State dominated the series. 8 straight covers over the Ducks by an average of 17 points per game. Give me the Cougars.
Nebraska is winless, but they are favored. Do they get their first win of the year against Minnesota?
I think they do. I mean, Nebraska's starting to show some signs of life. They should have gotten their first win of the season last week when, with 5 minutes left, they're up 10 against Northwestern. Yep. And if you believe the ESPN FBI has a 98% chance of winning, Huskers winning cover this week over the Gophers.
There you go. Last one I want to get to, Mississippi State at LSU. LSU 6.5 at home.
Yeah, I mean, the number's short. Why is it short? Because it's a bad spot for LSU. Mississippi State comes in fresh off a bye. Meanwhile, LSU coming off the big win against Georgia last week. 6.5 points is a lot to lay against a Mississippi State defense that's number one in the country in scoring defense, only allowing 12 points per game. Give me the Bulldogs, although, again, I expect this line to be much higher.
Find him on Twitter at BradPower7. Pregame.com is the site. Brad, what can people find if they check out Pregame and your Twitter feed as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Check me out on Pregame.com. I got picks, great info, and follow me on Twitter at BradPower7.
There you go. Great stuff, man. Appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend. Good luck, man.
All right. Take care.
Thanks. Brad Powers from Pregame.com. As I said, BradPower7 up on Twitter.